Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women, and Happy New Year. I hope everyone is having a great week. And here we are in 2014. I wrote it down in the check yesterday for the first time. It seems very strange, but, you know, hey, let's make it a great year. I heard a lot of people saying, I hope it's better than 2013. But, you know, I heard everybody say that last year. I hope 2013 is better than 2012. So let's say it's just getting better all the time. Every year gets better. So it's my pleasure in my show these past few months and ongoing through February to share with you wonderful women presenters from our Women of Wisdom community. You know, they aren't famous women. They aren't well-known authors always. And I believe everyone has an important story to share, which I love talking to them and sharing them with you. Today I have Titania Monique Dahlin. And Titania is an award-winning belly dancer and teacher. She's traveled and taught all around the world for over 25 years. And she created the five-element belly dance, incorporating the Chinese five-element system into her belly dance workshop since 1996. Titania is the creator of Energy Medicine Dance, which is a form of movement based on the work of her mother, a holistic teacher, Donna Eden, who we are so pleased she's going to be at our conference this year. And Titania has taught in Donna's worldwide workshops for the last 15 years. She's a teacher, movement coordinator, and ceremonial mistress for the Donna Eden Medicine Certification Program. And Titania is also co-writing the new book, Energy Medicine for Kids, with her mother, Donna Eden. That, I can imagine, is going to be fabulous, sharing this energy medicine with our children. Titania also wrote and starred and danced in her own one-woman shows. Her stories have always showed the strength of the women facing hard times and how they overcome their tragedies. She has a couple of performances called, such as Scheherazade, the veil Behind the Blade, and The Transcendence of Inanna. And those were some of her most famous dramatic performances. Her websites are www.titaniaspirit.com, T-I-T-A-N-Y-A, and also awakendivineenergy.com. And you're going to be able to catch her at Donna Eden's workshop at our conference, February 13th and 14th. We're so excited to have that and to have Titania be there dancing. She's going to do a sacred belly dance performance on Thursday evening intro. And Titania's also giving a workshop at the conference on Saturday, February 15th, called Sacred Five Energies Belly Dance. So welcome, Titania.
Hi, Chris. Happy New Year.
Yes. Well, what a great way to start by with talking to you. I just, you know, if you have even a tenth of the energy that your mother has, you have a lot of energy.
I do. Many people think that I'm a clone of her. I have a lot of energy. I love it. I love sharing how to find energy for others too.
Yes, I know, and you were here 5 years ago, so I do know that about you, and that's such a wonderful legacy to pass on, that you're continuing and being a part of your mother's work is fabulous. Well, I want to let's tell our audience about you. You know, I read your bio, but one particular thing that I think is very poignant is that you've had a couple near-death experiences, and that's given you a lot of gifts, and I would love for you to share that. To begin with.
Oh, great. It was amazing. About in the last 6 years, I've had two near-death experiences, And it was all about fertility. I wanted a baby so much my whole life. But here I was nearing my 40s, and I wanted to do everything I could. I wasn't going to give up having a baby. And being a Middle Eastern dancer and a belly dancer, I have been a Middle Eastern dancer for 30 years. And one of the reasons why I went into it was because it was a dance for women to dance for other women, but it was also a birth ritual. And so I came upon Middle Eastern dancing feeling that I was going to belly dance my babies into the world. And so in my classes, usually all the women in my past were getting pregnant, and I was always waiting my turn. Okay, this is wonderful, and now it's going to be my turn. Well, that turn kept on being missed. And I had a lot of difficulties through fertility. And I worked with my mother in energy medicine, and my body was getting really, really strong, but still I wasn't able to carry the baby. And so at the age of 40, I kind of went to a fearful place and did something that I probably shouldn't have done, but I believe that I went through it for other women. I actually resorted to fertility drugs. And in taking fertility drugs, my whole life I've been following my mother's work. But I got scared. I went to fertility drugs, and that sent me over the edge and to this point where I was being helicoptered off my mountain, and the doctor said I wasn't making it through the night. But with my mother's energy medicine techniques and a lot of gifts through it, I was able to make it through the night and live. But in those gifts of actually going through the near-death experience, it was amazing because I don't have any fears of death anymore. And I also know that there are so many guides and angels on the other side, people we know from our own family who have crossed over to the other side, helping us every second of our lives when we need that help. And I actually connected with my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, and it was so amazing. But I feel like to die before you die, this gift, if anybody ever has this gift of a near-death experience, it is amazing, because in that way, you see life with a different way. It's not that I came back and I wanted to live as much as I wanted to make myself healthy and live a more productive life where I was saying yes to myself, because so much of my life was about saying yes to others and not really myself. I would always be the good girl and say yes to everybody else. Coming back from that near-death experience, I realized I had to take care of myself first as a woman, and in that I was able to get healthier, and being able to listen to myself and what my body's needs were. I am amazed at what I am today, so much healthier than I was. I used to be in a wheelchair and I couldn't move, and as a dancer that was so frustrating, and now here I have more energy than anything, and I think it's because I am listening to what my needs are rather than everybody else's needs. And I know I'm going to be a mother someday, but I'm giving it up to the hands of spirit and letting that go, my needs, my will, and letting it go to what spirit has for me in the way of children. So that's a journey that I'm still amazed at every single day, because I believe that we have choices, but we also have this fate that comes in for our lessons and challenges in life. And sometimes illnesses bring those lessons to us in which we need.
That's so true. And it's such a message for women, particularly, you know, saying we have a tendency to say yes to everybody else before ourselves. I mean, and we even do. I remember someone catching me recently. It's like, woman wisdom was first for me before myself. And I had to take a look at that, you know, because that's a dangerous place to be.
Exactly. And I think that illnesses come up when we need to get in bed, take care of ourselves, and have others take care of us too, because sometimes we as women like to make sure that everything is in its place and everybody's comforted and taken care of before ourselves. And sometimes illnesses put us in those places where it's like, nope, now you're going to rest, you're going to listen to yourself, you're going to take care of yourself first.
Well, one of the ways of taking care of yourself is doing things like movement and dance. And so I want to talk about the belly dance.
Okay.
Your journey to the belly dance and also the five elemental energies that you do that connects with the belly dance.
Well, I've been dancing all my life. I think it was always a place of expressing myself through movement. When I was young, I didn't talk a lot when I was young. And so that expressing myself through movement was a place of a world that I would dive into. But I know for me, movement has always been my best medicine that I go to, whether I am going through a heartache or whether I am going through an illness. Movement, whether it be a small bit of movement to a large movement, has always been a great healer for me. And just like in other cultures and ancient times, they have always known that dance and movement were healing medicine and also divine prayers, that they could connect with Source and begin to listen to themselves and learn their lessons. So a long time ago, I've been growing up in energy medicine, having a mother, Donna Eaton, this amazing healer and somebody who also loved living life. And I have loved her being my mother, and I wouldn't have been able to continue to live without her influences. But I learned from her the Chinese five elements about 17 years ago. And I realized that I had already been teaching belly dance in my own sacred way, connecting to these ancient goddess religions. But then the Chinese five elements began to open my eyes to a way to connect women with their own bodies, whether they're curvy or not, with their own ways of moving, and also how they live their lives, a deeper understanding of who they are here on this earth, their individual souls, and how they connect to others, what people they're connected to and what people they might not be connected to because of their elements. And so these five elements, which are about the cycles of nature, but it's also the cycles within each of us, have bring us a greater understanding of ourselves and also a compassion for others, dealing with people who you might not feel so compatible with. Maybe you're working with them, or maybe it's a relationship. So I bring the five elements into the Middle Eastern dance through movement. And so the elements are water.
We'll have to come back and learn what the elements are. This is Christina. She listened to Voices of Women. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with our Woman of Wisdom presenter, Titania Dahlin. Titania, please give your contact information, your website, and also let them know about you have 3 Energy Dance DVDs to give away, and where they might, your email, where they can, the first 3 to call in could get the one of these DVDs.
Okay, well, I have 2 websites. The Middle Eastern website is the www.TitaniaSpirit.com. That is T-I-T-A-N-Y-A, spirits.com. The other one is more my energy medicine dance, and there's and a lot about energy medicine itself and life colors, and that is www.AwakenDivineEnergy.com. And you could contact me through the website itself, or my email is titania@titaniaspirit.com. And yes, I'm giving away 3 DVDs to the first few people who contact me, and they are energy medicine dance DVDs.
Yeah, and one of them is organic energy, meridian flow, motion. So those would be great. So hop on that, send your emails out ASAP, because it's just the first 3. So yes. Let's go on with, you were just going to describe the 5 elemental energies and then how you use them in the belly dance.
Okay, well, the 5 elemental energies are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And these are all flows within cycles of our life, but they are also energies that we hold within us. So we could be a certain element, like, for instance, I'm very fiery, as you can see. I bounce all over the place in this interview. I'm a very fiery person, and somebody else might be more metal, and metal people are more organized. They have a more linear quality to their talking. Fires are all over the place, and their voice goes up and down. So I use the elements within the movement. So in water is this place of going inside and going into our emotions. So we use the veil work with water. Then we come to wood, and wood is about going forward in what you want in life, going forward to your goals. And sometimes it's about boundary setting. So we use drums, and the drum solo to find boundaries within our bodies and within our lives. Then we come up to fire, and that's passion and creativity. And we bring that sometimes within gypsy dancing and bringing in that passion within our movements. Then we come down to earth, and earth is all about connections with the earth itself, but also community and dancing with your sister women and finding relationships with each other. And then metal is, it's actually the time of letting go and dying. But in metal, we work with things like balance, like maybe balancing swords on our head or candles. It's this place of coming down to ritual and ceremony and letting go of things that don't work in our life. So within this, and then we start up again with water. And water is actually the place of new beginnings and new growth. And so it is within a cycle, and we use this through the movements. And through movement, we find out why we are attracted to certain music and dance moves. Maybe we love that drum and those rhythms of the drums, but someone else might love the flow of water and the veil movements. And so within the movements and within the dance, we really relate to ourselves and find out who we are and how we relate to others.
Yes, and I would imagine we want to balance ourselves by using all five of them, even though we may relate to one or two more strongly, and we feel, you know, they're the ones that give us juice, they're the ones that feed us.
And, sure.
But we also want to bring in the others to balance ourselves out.
Exactly. You're right on track, Chris. Yes, that's what we do in the workshops. We really travel through each of the elements to find out where we are within our body and within our souls, and then finding that balance of things that we might bring in more to our life to help our health, to help our bodies metabolize. All these movements really help us. And in the ancient times, because this is a 5,000-year-old tradition, the Chinese five elements, they used nature in all of its different cycles to help people integrate in their lives the cycles and flows of their own lives. And so they would eat foods and fruits from that particular cycle, that season of their life, and not necessarily eat something that wasn't within that season. It's a wonderful system for health, as well as using it to find out who you are and about your lessons and challenges in life. It's great for health as well.
Great. Well, you also have this energy medicine dance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, energy medicine dance is, and those of you who are coming to my mother's workshops will experience it. That's Donna Eden's workshops. Energy medicine I created about 15 years ago, and I felt like people needed more movement and to help people learn energy medicine quicker, to move the body through meridians and chakras and more flow. And so I put on this wonderful cultural music, and we move our meridians, we move our chakras, and all the ancient exercises that my mother has downloaded in energy medicine, we put into music, but also in a more organic way that we are listening to our own bodies and finding where we want to go with the movement. Maybe it's a big movement, maybe it's a small movement, or maybe our body is just needing to stay still. We are always listening and always connecting that in with the movement itself. So it's very organic in that way. But
that listening is important. Can you describe, because people may not know what you mean when you say meridians?
Oh, okay. Meridians. Meridians are wonderful. They are kind of like the energetic pathways in the body. They are invisible, but some people can see them. But they are pathways in the body that give energy, or sometimes can take away energy if you have too much energy. So these pathways in the body, and they're ancient. People have known about the meridians for thousands of years. When an energy in the body gets stuck, that's where an illness can form, whether it be on an organ or maybe in a part of your body. Sometimes an energetic pathway might not be flowing through it. So when you begin to trace or run your meridians, you get more energy flowing through your body, just kind of like the streams of blood or oxygen going through your body. The meridians will give you more juice. And there's also other meridians called radiant circuits. And radiant circuits are even older than meridians themselves, and they are also energetic pathways, but they bring more joy in your life and more joy in your body, especially perhaps you might be in a very depressed place in your life, maybe with heartache or somebody has passed away, and you just can't get your energies or your liveliness or your radiance up. Tracing the radiant circuits and meridians will bring you more joy in your life so that all of a sudden you are moving, taking one step in front of the other in order to get your life going and come back to that place of joy.
I was thinking about joy as a New Year's intention. I think joy is something that we need to bring more into our lives. We get so caught up in all the everyday things and the world things and all the situations that are going on that can kind of depress us, that, you know, we need to bring that joy in. And dancing is a great way to do that.
It's great. One of the things that we do in energy dance is, my mother says that anywhere in the world where you ask a child to make a heart, they make the heart in the same way, in that same particular shape of a heart that is. And so in energy medicine dance, we make hearts in different organs in our body, and then we send hearts out in movement with our arms to different places in the world or people who need it. And that act of just making a heart in a place in your body will bring more joy into your circuits and into your body and into your life. It's a great thing to do for yourself. It's just to make hearts.
let's make hearts. Well, I know you're going to be making hearts for people just in their movements at your workshop and at Donna Eden's workshop, which is February 2nd, 12th and 13th. No, 13th and 14th, Thursday night and Friday.
Yes, Valentine's Day.
Yes, I know. And then also a note that Titania is giving her workshop, Sacred Five Energies Belly Dance. It's Saturday, February 16th. Check it out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. I know it's going to be great, and people are going to be signing up for this workshop, particularly after they see you at your mother's workshop on Thursday and Friday. It's just, you know, and especially it's a great way to start the conference, to do movement.
Yeah.
I remember one year we had Gabriel Ross. She was our opening night, and it was like, what a great way to start a conference where you open up your body. Well, this is Christina.
Right.
You're listening to Voices of Women. And when we come back, I'll be talking to another WOW presenter, Lubgitka Holm.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we are now going to be talking to Lugika Holmes. She is a presenter at the conference, and her background is she's completed a PhD in wisdom studies that was inspired by the West African Dagara tribe's tradition, whose elders listen to the soul of the unborn baby. She weaves wisdom to support life transitions from birth through death by drawing upon traditional rites of passage, including her own English Anglo-Saxon traditions, along with research from medicine, prenatal and perinatal psychology and anthropology. She studied social artistry and social work and has over 15 years experience as an ADD professional, a life and career coach, and an education. Lugita is currently training and researching in England and is exploring the deeper dimensions of Anglo-Saxon feminine wisdom. Her website is lifelinecoachingservices.com. She's giving her workshop is called Heart's Hidden Treasure, New Life After Loss or Crisis, and that is going to be Sunday afternoon, February 16th. So welcome, Lugita.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be with you today, Chris.
Yes. Well, tell us a little background about your name and what it means.
My name. That was a surprise to me. A few years ago, I was with a group of students, and we were studying and traveling to sacred sites in England with Professor Brian Bates. And at the end of that, the five of us were each given an Anglo-Saxon name. And so mine is Lugika, and it means gift of love. And it has been a surprise and a delight to kind of move into using that name.
Yes, and it took us a little while to get used to it and pronouncing it and all that. But it's great. It definitely is a name that fits you, so it's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about the wisdom studies that you were in. You did they're inspired by the West African Dagara tribe's tradition. You know, I mentioned that the elders listen to the soul of the unborn baby. And I've heard Sobhu Somi talk about that, too, of that tradition. But tell us a little bit about the wisdom studies and what you've learned from that.
Well, so inspired by that particular ritual that the elders do, I just got curious about, because I'd been doing career coaching, and I started to wonder, well, how early can someone know their life purpose? And that's what inspired me to do more studies. So I studied a lot of different traditions to find out what did people used to believe about the child before it was born. You know, did other tribal peoples have interactions with the soul of the child? And so I found that there's a
whole lot of evidence included in the field of prenatal and perinatal psychology. So I got to incorporate that as well as working with people like Jean Houston and Barbara Mikes Hubbard, so the social artistry, just recognizing that we can bring some of those traditions that have been important and meaningful for people in the past and that we've lost them, to bring those back to today and really benefit from them. So I got to incorporate kind of a lot of different pieces into what I did, but mostly learning that there are some really important life transitions that we can support and that are so relevant to today.
Yeah, so I want to go on because of what the work you're going to do at the conference, the topic of loss and rebirth, and that has become an important topic for you. And then you talk about the choices that when we experience loss, it's also presents a powerful opportunity. So I'd love for you to share about that.
Yeah, so a lot of times what happens when we've experienced some kind of life event is that our culture kind of teaches us to just, like, kind of suck it up and move on. Life is so busy, we kind of feel like we don't have time to deal with trauma or crisis. But we do have a choice, and our choice really has to do with, do we want to go with the fear of it or bury it? Or do we want to choose life or love and move on? And partly that involves various ways of dealing with it, facing it, talking about it, learning about it. So that's what I chose to use as the topic for this particular presentation. And it's not exactly even a presentation that I'm offering at the conference. It's really an experience, almost a ceremony, I would call it. Because it's designed to offer people the time and space to really take that choice, make that choice, and do some processing and come through to another place.
Well, yes, it's so important. But how? Let's talk about this. That how loss can be a gift then, because sometimes it's so devastating. You know, our parents pass away, or we lose a loved one like that, and it's hard to see those as gifts. So how do we transform that, a loss to a gift?
So there are various ways of doing that, but it tends to follow a pattern. It's almost like a cycle, and there are some familiar patterns of the cycle. It's almost like the life, death, rebirth. And I just heard Tatiana talk about the Inanna story. It's like about that, about going to the underworld and giving things up, and then, you know, having them be re-gifted and transformed. So what happens really is, and I've learned this personally, this has been one of those years for me where I got to actually experience that whole cycle, and every single one of those losses, it turns out, is an opportunity to become a gift. And the way it happens, first of all, is that there needs to be an awareness that you do have a choice, and really recognizing that something happened and seeing it and noting it. So that's really the first stage, is being in that place of awareness and then following it. There's often a time of then letting go. And that involves some movement. That involves sort of moving to a place from stuck to moving through each of the stages of that cycle where it's possible for that transformation to happen. And that's what this workshop is designed to do, is create that really safe container where people can experience at least a piece of that work.
Yes, and so you talk about stages. It almost, you know how they said the five stages of we'll say you're in your transition of towards death. You have a fatal illness,
yes.
You go through those five stages of, you know, anger and denial and all that. Is this similar to this with the loss?
Very, very, very similar. Yes.
And so I would think one of the main, one of the important, the word that comes to me is like surrender. Like we fight this so much when there's a loss.
Yes.
And so hang on to our grief, and it's like the healing comes from letting it go. Expressing it is a way to let go of the grief, not hold it into ourselves and to not acknowledge it, you know, to hold it too tight to ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. I think surrender is a great word for that beginning stage. To realize that while we have choice, we don't necessarily have total control about what happens or what happened to us, but we always do have that choice. And there is a choice whether to try to hold it tightly or you know, act as if it didn't happen, or to actually surrender to the fact that it happened and allow it to be transformed. And partly why I'm excited about being able to do this workshop, you know, other than my individual work, which, I, you know, this work can be done individually, but there's power in the group, as you well know, Chris. And so there's power in a group of women who can support each other in a safe place. Allowing people to do whatever part of their work they can and need to do without sharing any more than they need to or are ready to. And so, you know, that's what I think is really exciting, is to be able to do that. And it, sometimes it comes more easily, that surrender piece can come more easily when you are in that safe place.
Yes. And yeah, that is something about, it's important, especially if you're in a group setting, people can feel very vulnerable. And so people who work with others in this group setting need to create that safety for people to feel, and then when in that sharing of what's going on, there is such a release. It's like we can release so much when we share with others. We're not holding it to ourselves and doing our grief alone. And a lot of times people don't know what to say to other people who are in grief. That's one of the, I was talking to somebody recently about that too, that we don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you suggest for people? You know, someone has lost a loved one. What do you suggest people say to them?
Well, I think the most important thing is when you're talking with someone in that situation, first of all, just know that being with them, we don't have to really do anything. We don't have to fix it for them, but just to listen and really hear them. I think that is the most important piece of it, so that they can be in, that they can feel in a way welcomed exactly as they are with all of their feelings. Because if you say to someone, "I know exactly how you feel," they know that you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that helpful. So just recognizing yourself, that I think we all kind of tend to want to fix things or make it better, but that just by being present with them, and even asking them, you know, some people know what they need, some don't in that situation, but sometimes you can ask and they will know what they need.
Yeah, and it's just important to share your love with them and let them know you love them and that you're there for them for whatever they need, rather than sometimes we don't know what to say, so we don't say anything. And so, anyway, this is Christina from Voices of Women. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Lubegita Holm.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out have catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Lubitha Holm. And Lubitha, can you give your website first? Let people know where they can find you.
Yes, the website is lifelinecoachingservices.com. And an email address is holm.nc@gmail.com.
Great. So we were talking about several things, turning losses into a gift. But the other thing that you work on is the transitions and rites of passage. So let's talk a little bit about that. And also bringing in, I mean, your background is the Anglo-Saxon, the indigenous and their spiritual traditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually the transition topic, really what happens is any opportunity, like when there is a loss, talked about how earlier about how that can be turned to gift, can become like a mini rite of passage. It can be a major one or a small one. But traditional cultures were really good about facilitating the transitions of life as rites of passage, and they had ceremonies that did that. So that's so things like even like birth, okay, and the transition, rite of passage into adulthood, marriage, death, those were all things that they did well, and that from a psychological point of view, it actually facilitates maturation and movement into adult life in a healthy way. And what happens in Western culture when we don't have those built into our culture is people kind of do those in unhealthy ways often. So there are, you know, evidences, sometimes addictions. You know, there are other things that you can see going on where people kind of create a crisis. In the transitions of life, in rites of passage, there's typically the threat of death and movement past that. And so I know Tatiana talked about the couple of times this past year that she's experienced that. And what happens when you do that is you come through it in a stronger way. So the work that I do with transitions is to help people create some kind of a way of experiencing that so that it moves them through the cycle, and they come through it in a bigger way, a stronger way, and a more, really more mature way, ready to face life at the new stage, kind of with a new identity as well. And each one of those stages is like a birthing. That's why I used earlier the term rebirthing. It's like there is that stage, the cycle, the five-stage cycle that you mentioned earlier, that is repeated over and over in different ways. And sometimes we do that cycle better than others, and sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we don't even get it started. So I love being able to facilitate that for people in different ways.
And so you could lead people through. What you're talking about is kind of a ceremony of, another word for that is a rite of passage, where you do something meaningful
yes.
for you. So like you could, so yes, you can hire someone to do that. I mean, someone might hire you, but you can also just ask a friend to, and give that person. So you're witness. I think one of the things about this is being witnessed in this rite of passage.
Well, it is. That's a really good name for that too. Being a witness, and the other word that I like to use around this that's common in rites of passage throughout time is the welcoming back. And that's one of the things that we notice, like for veterans of war who come back and don't manage to make the transition well, they've learned that one of the reasons is because they haven't had a welcoming, kind of that hero's welcome. And so in all rites of passage, you'll see that there is that welcome back by a community or at least one other witness, as you say. So yes, it can be for a friend. You can do something like that. It can be in a group, and you don't have to have a professional to do it, but it does help to be aware of those stages. And I really feel like that piece of the welcoming is a particularly important piece.
Yeah, I like that idea, especially, I mean, you think of, the veterans coming back and not feeling valued for what they did, and
yeah.
they could have, have injured themselves, or they could have lost their life. It's very, and there's a lot of veterans with post-traumatic stress, and that welcoming, it could make an impact. It's something to think about, perhaps if loved ones have returning veterans coming home, to think about, how you would welcome them, and ask them, you can ask people, so say you have a teenager who's going through that rites of passage into adulthood, ask mm-hmm. them what they would like, their favorite songs, their favorite poetry.
Yeah.
What would be meaningful for them, not for you, because it's for them.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's a beautiful way to bring back some of the ancient patterns, and not feel like we have to completely duplicate them, exactly step by step as they were done, because as in my own Anglo-Saxon tradition, there are pieces we really don't know. There are lots of clues and pieces we do know, but there's some things we don't even know. But some of these pattern things we do know, and we can bring those back and adapt them for today. We don't have to have it be exactly as it was, but having those elements present, it's something that our ancestors did know, and it did work really well, and it does work well today.
Yeah, so I want to end with, we have a minute, I just want you to share, to give some words of advice of how to help people get their life back in balance. Since we're starting off the new year, sometimes we have, we put forth our intentions for the year, what we want for the coming year. And one of the things I think that people are often looking for is balance, having our life in balance. So what would you tell people about that?
Well, what I would say about balance is that it never stays in one place for long. So first of all, to be somewhat lenient with yourself to begin with, and know that balance is always in motion, like a teeter-totter kind of thing. Sometimes it's swinging up more than down. So accepting that part of the process is important. Another piece I would suggest is for people to almost like do an inventory of, again, it's that awareness piece, looking at, okay, so where am I not in balance? Where am I in balance? I think we tend to think more about, well, what's been wrong, but I think in kind of an end, what I like to do is a beginning of the year, end of year assessment. It's like, okay, so what's working, what's not working? And, celebrate what has worked and focus on what you want. And then as another piece of that, look at what do you feel like is out of balance, maybe needs to be brought forward a little more, needs some work, and what are some actual steps to take throughout the year and not to have to do everything at once? So have that be a process.
That's great. Great advice. And I encourage everybody to take assessing what you where you've been, assessing what you have in balance, and looking where you're what you're missing and what you can action steps. Great, great words of wisdom from Lupita today. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, and I encourage people to check out her website, lifelinecoachingservices.com, and check out womanofwisdom.org, conference 2014. She's giving a workshop, Heart's Hidden Treasure, New Life After Loss or Crisis. It's Sunday, February 16th in the afternoon. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today, what we've learned from our guest today, how movement is important, and how we can turn our losses into gifts and bring balance to our life. So what can you do for yourself with these teachings to bring balance into your life for 2014? And again, I want to remind people to check out our Women of Wisdom Conference and what we're offering. We do have our early bird specials for three of our main guests, Julie McIntyre, Esther Nicholson, and Jalaja Bonham. They have an early bird prices until January 10th. So go to womanofwisdom.org and look for the tab for the conference 2014 and look for the schedule. You can find, you can click on the faces and find everybody's workshop. And now is the time to register. Everybody waits till January to do this, but there's lots of openings. It's an amazing conference. We have, it's just a transformational time. And I want to encourage people to just check it out on the website. And also my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, is a great, it shows what woman wisdom is about, and it defines the divine feminine in many different voices, art, poetry, and all that. So thanks for listening today, and I hope you all have a nice weekend, and be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.